Welcome to my podcast, Making as a Student Athlete. Future podcasts will include an interview podcast where I interview a student athlete, a story podcast, a radio drama podcast, and an investigation podcast. In this introduction podcast, we will be discussing topics that we will be discussing in future podcasts. Here are some topics we will be discussing. For example, the importance of time management, good grades, getting your assignments in on time, the importance of having good community on campus and in your life, workouts, practice, the importance of nutrition and a healthy diet, also the importance of being mentally healthy, and last but not least, sacrifices that come with being a student athlete. With that being said, let's jump straight into it. One of the top topics we will be discussing in future podcasts is time management. In order to be a student athlete, you must understand the importance of time management. For example, getting to class on time, turning homework assignments on time, getting to practice on time, having a daily routine. For me personally, this is what helped me with time management is getting on a routine as quickly as possible and sticking to it. If you're good at time management and you get on a routine early in your college as a college athlete, you're more likely to succeed and less likely to fall behind in classes and your schedule. Another positive aspect of understanding the importance of time management is as a student athlete, your schedule is going to be packed, so there's very little free time. But if you can have a good routine and good time management skills, then your life will be more organized. Another topic we'll be discussing in future podcasts is the importance of good grades, getting to class on time, and submitting homework on time, and having good communication with your professors and coaches. In order to make it as a student athlete, you must make good grades. One reason why this is important is to be eligible to compete at NCAA, any division level, you have to make a certain GPA. And so making good grades is essential. In order to make good grades, you have to go to class, contribute to class, be alert, and you also have to submit your homework assignments and do all your homework on time. One strategy for making good grades is to be in really good communication with your professors. If they ever say anything you don't understand, make sure you ask them about it and always email them with questions about your homework. Another topic we will be discussing in future podcasts is the importance of a good community. In order to make it as a student athlete or just a college student, you must have good community in order to be successful. Community involves having a support group and a support system. People who encourage you, but also hold you accountable. The importance of community and why you would have community is you're surrounded by a strong group of friends. That way you are less likely to be lonely, which can lead to depression, and much more motivated to tackle challenges knowing you have a strong support group behind you. A strong support group can give you good advice, but sometimes you just need someone to listen to you, and that is why community is so important. Another topic we will discuss in future podcasts is the importance of nutrition, a healthy diet, and being mentally healthy. Being successful at these three things will have a tremendous impact on how you perform not only at practice, but will help you compete at a high level. A healthy diet and nutrition involves fueling your body with a nutritious diet and lots of water. If you go out to eat a lot of junk food and a lot of sugary foods, when it comes time for your body to compete at practice and competition, your body will not perform at such a high level as it would if you have a nutritious and well-disciplined diet. It is also important to be mentally healthy. A few examples of ways to improve your mental health is to meet with a counselor on a regular basis and also have meditation and quiet time. Another topic we will discuss in future podcasts is the sacrifices that come with being a student athlete. Being a student athlete will involve sacrifices such as having a social life, sleep, family time, and the possibility of injuries. Throughout this introduction podcast, we have discussed issues and topics that as a freshman I struggled with, such as learning how to manage my time, making good grades, the importance of community, the importance of a healthy diet mentally and physically, and sacrifices that come with being a student athlete. In future podcasts, we will go into much more depth on all these topics and more. I will also be interviewing other student athletes who have very good insight. Hopefully, in the future, this podcast and what is discussed and shared on it will help student athletes in being successful. So if you want to be a successful student athlete, stay tuned for more podcasts coming soon.